There's a clear difference between operating a family-run business like Birla, Tata's, Godrej, etc. and running a bank. The point of difference lies in accountability. In a family-run business, the patriarch is the one that calls the shots, and even though such a business may be a publicly listed one, various family members and relatives are usually on the board of directors. Banks, on the other hand, have a different ballgame. Unlike a family-run business, which does not have a limit on promoter shareholding, there are stricter regimes for the banking sector, which is due to the fact that public money in the form of deposits and current and saving accounts are in the possession of banks, and a more transparent system of corporate governance and accountability is needed to preserve the public nature of their banking activities. These lines of accountability and corporate governance seemed to be blurred in the case of country's fifth largest private lender called Yes Bank. The journey of Yes Bank began in 2003. Little that we know at that time, Yes Bank took small steps in the corporate lending segments in sectors like real estate, pharmaceuticals, renewable energy, electrical and media. And now recently, Yes Bank was in the news for all the wrong reasons, with the shares of Yes Bank seeing a sharp decline of 40% on 21st September of this year, as Reserve Bank of India on 17th of September had given Rana Kapoor, who is the CEO, just 3 months more as MD and the CEO, whereas Kapoor had asked for a 3 years extension. What does that lead to the Reserve Bank of India to give him just 3 more months when he sought 3 years? What led to such drastic action by the RBI? Well, we have our finance editor, Mr. Akhilesh Bhargav, who gave us more information on this issue.
The Yes Bank saga is one of an individual becoming much bigger than the institution he founded. And this institution happens to be a bank which has taken deposits worth tens of thousands of crores from the public, and hence the institution cannot become smaller than the individual. This also is the story of Rana Kapoor and Yes Bank. He was its, or rather he is its, dominant shareholder. He is also its founder. He has also been its CEO since its inception in 2004. Incidentally, he calls the shots. Incidentally, he has also packed the board of directors with yes men who support every decision that he takes. Whether the decisions have gone wrong or not is completely besides the point. But the main issue is that if one individual is allowed to rule over an entire institution with lakhs of crores of public money at stake, if things go wrong, they can go massively wrong. It can be a catastrophe if things go wrong. And this is where Rana Kapoor went wrong as far as Yes Bank was concerned. He became much bigger than the institution. It was he who did everything. It was he who took all the decisions, and he had nobody to oppose him. This is what it looks from the proceedings of the bank and its governance. And it is this weak corporate governance and issues related to statutory regulatory issues where the Reserve Bank had a problem. So, while the Reserve Bank ensured that they terminated his term as of 31st January 2019 and it gave no reasons, the reasons were apparent. Weak corporate governance and violation on regulatory issues. Coupled with this was the fact that when Reserve Bank inspected the books of accounts and records of Yes Bank, it got a feeling of lack of transparency. There was a reluctance to disclose and share information which it was mandatorily required to do. A culmination of all these, which had to do with the interests of the public at large, is what led to Reserve Bank of India terminating and truncating the tenure of Mr. Rana Kapoor at Yes Bank.
seems like the banking sector in our country are going through a rough patch. Earlier, we had seen banks like PNB, Axis Bank, and ICICI making headlines. And now we see Yes Bank had also joined the league. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.